So 14 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and told that he had 6 months left to live. He actually lived for 5 more years. And in that time, he underwent every excruciating treatment that you can imagine. By the end of the 4th year, I was starting to lose it. I was cracking beneath the grief and the pressure. So I made what seemed like the obvious choice to me at the time. And I booked a trip to the Amazon rainforest in Peru to drink ayahuasca with a shaman. Made sense. I wasn't even trying to hide the crazy from myself. I knew that I was going to the jungle to find a magical way to stop my husband from dying. Of course, that isn't what happened. However, the trip had a profound effect on me. When I got back on the plane, I felt like I'd left a ton of grief and other baggage behind me. And I'd also been a little bit right about ayahuasca, that there's something magical going on down there. And I just couldn't look away from it. A year after my husband died, I went back. And after that, about once every year or so, a little voice in the back of my head would say, "It's time to go to Peru." And I would just listen. So by the 5th time I'd gone down there, I'd drunk ayahuasca about 25 times. And I was getting really tired of drinking ayahuasca. But I felt like the jungle still had something to show me. So 3 years ago, I decided to push my exploration to the next level. And I completed what is called a Sanango plant diet. And this experience is something that most ayahuasca shamans do as part of their training. It involves 11 days of isolation in a hut in the jungle with no books, clocks, or electronics. And the only food you're allowed to eat is white rice and hard-boiled eggs with no seasonings. It's delicious. And the reason for that is to eat the most dead diet you possibly can so that when you drink the Sanango, you're more fully interacting with this plant spirit. And for scheduling reasons, the place I went to wasn't the same as where I had been going. This one was an hour's drive into the rainforest, and then another hour's hike through mud, and I had a little hut that was 20 minutes farther out. On the first night, I did the first ceremony with the shaman. He came to my hut with some Sanango branches, and we sat on the floor, and we scraped the bark off of them with knives, and then he made a tincture, which I drank. And Sanango is not a hallucinogen, but it is a mind-altering drug. The first night, I didn't really feel anything. I fell asleep listening to the sounds of the jungle, and then I jerked awake in the middle of the night because something was walking on my legs. I grabbed my flashlight just in time to see this big old rat butt disappearing over the end of my bed. In the morning, when the shaman came to bring me my eggs, I told him about the rat, and he laughed really hard. I really liked this guy. We couldn't speak each other's language, but I sensed that he had a beautiful spirit. In my hut, I had a bed and a rocking chair. My only responsibilities were to eat the eggs, drink my medicine, and I also had to take a bath every day. And this consisted of walking to a stream nearby and dumping buckets of cold water on myself. The first few days were novel. I noted the way my thoughts were running at quadruple speed and on about 8 different tracks at once. For example, here were my regular thoughts about food and the weather, and here I was writing this crazy novel, and here I was writing an advice column, the questions and the answers, and so on. It was fun. I discovered that the rat who had visited me had built a nest in the ceiling, and I learned to engage him by sitting in my rocking chair and telling him nonsense stories while he gazed down at me. Sorry. By the 5th day, I noticed that I was getting weaker, and I really wasn't having fun anymore. The thought trains were starting to torture me. I was gagging when I tried to eat the eggs. I think I was only sleeping about 5 hours a night, and as soon as I woke up, the thoughts were just... And I started calling for that rat first thing each morning. And I did what I could to keep the rat and I engaged with each other. I was feeling sick, lonely, bored, and I was starting to wonder, what the hell do I think I'm doing here? And the rat was becoming my lifeline. I can hear somebody saying, "Jesus Christ, sorry." As the days wore on, things only got worse. I gave up any hope I had of getting something positive out of this experience. By the ninth day, I seriously began to worry that this time I had taken things too far and that my brain would never again return to its natural state. I wanted to quit, but I had been warned ahead of time that I couldn't quit. To do so would be to invite insanity, institutionalization, and extreme misfortune. The only way to undo that choice would be to repeat the diet for 22 days the next time. I believed what I'd been told enough to be frightened by it, and I knew there was no way in hell I could do that diet again. So I stuck it out. And in the final days, one of my thought loops was just going, "You broke your brain, never be the same. You broke your brain." When the diet was finally over, the shaman came to get me. I said goodbye to the rat, and I thanked him for the company. The next day, I wasn't feeling right. I knew something was still wrong with me, and I told the staff, and they said, "It's normal. You're going to be fine." So we set out on our hike back to the road. And about 20 minutes in, my legs gave way, and I collapsed in the mud. I couldn't walk anymore. The staff companion went back to the center, and she left me in the care of this adorable 15-year-old Peruvian boy, and he held a giant leaf over my head to keep me shaded while I lay in the mud. And then the staff returned with the retreat center owner, and I was forced to cling to his back like a monkey and ride him out of the jungle. It was incredibly intimate and awkward as we sweat all over each other. When we finally got to the road, a car was there waiting for me, but I was dripping with sweat and covered in mud, and I just was like, fuck it. I got some fresh clothes from my bag, and I stripped down to my underwear on the side of the road. And right at that moment, this little group of men carrying bags of rice on their heads walked by, and they're all going... So the cab takes me straight to the airport where I discovered that I've missed my flight. And then back to town, and I check into a hotel. I buy a bottle of electrolytes and I drink it. And then I go to this restaurant that's like the Peruvian equivalent of a dairy freeze, and I order a fried chicken sandwich and French fries. And when I bit into that sandwich, the salt and the grease and the flesh, it was almost more than I could bear. Tears began to smart in my eyes, and I experienced a moment of unadulterated joy. Maybe that's what I'd been secretly looking for all along. As I ate the sandwich, I thought about my adventure. I had suffered, and I did not feel wiser or purer. A part of me was disappointed with this outcome, but a bigger part was relieved. I knew that I'd found my way to get off the path of Peruvian shamanism. It was time for me to go home. The next day, I got my legs back and my mind back, and I made it there. I still think of the rat from time to time, and I hope he's doing well. Thank you.